Exclusive: Honduran criminal alien with decades of history arrested in Sanctuary, New York. By Randy Clark on September 1, 2026. U.S. Border Patrol agents performing duties near Niagara Falls, New York, encountered 48-year-old Pablo Ordonez Melendez, a Honduran criminal alien. The Buffalo sector agents investigated Ordonez Melendez's immigration and criminal history and discovered the Honduran national was no stranger to the U.S. criminal justice system. The early investigation into Ordonez Melendez's prior immigration and criminal history revealed he was unlawfully present in the United States and had an extensive criminal history dating back nearly 25 years. According to the Border Patrol, Ordonez Melendez's criminal history included multiple arrests for sexual assault against minors, grand larceny, assaults with intent to cause injury, endangerment, bail jumping, possession of stolen property, and numerous traffic offenses. Despite his status as an illegal alien in the United States, Ordonez Melendez is currently on probation in Sanctuary, New York State, and is considered a probation violator. Buffalo Sector Acting Chief Patrol Agent James D'Amato praised his agents for their tenacity in performing their patrol duties, saying, "This arrest is a clear example of our agents' commitment to public safety. Those who violate our immigration laws and have serious criminal histories will be identified, arrested, and removed from the United States." Ordonez Melendez was processed at the Niagara Falls Border Patrol Station and was subsequently turned over to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE, Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, as he awaits deportation proceedings. The Buffalo sector of the U.S. Border Patrol is responsible for securing the border between ports of entry in New York and Pennsylvania, an area encompassing 490 linear miles of maritime border. Since October, agents assigned to the sector have arrested 1,741 illegal aliens through July. "We will continue to protect our border and keep dangerous individuals out of our communities," Chief D'Amato added. Illegal aliens are struggling to elude detection and arrest as strict immigration enforcement policies were enacted after the inauguration of President Trump in 2025. Those attempting to move near the immediate border now face a border patrol that is staffed at a higher level than at any time in the agency's history. As reported by Breitbart Texas, in late June, CBP announced that the United States Border Patrol had reached the historic milestone of 21,271 agents serving on the front lines of the nation's borders. The increase in staffing has enabled the agency to increase routine patrols between ports of entry and border regions, making it harder to illegally enter the United States, work, or travel without a higher likelihood of detection and arrest. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, @RandyClarkJ.